at the top of our program here today for Wednesday. It's a natural human instinct to protect our head. Even in ancient times, soldiers knew the value of shielding the brain with strong helmets. Just look at the ubiquitous Michigan State University Spartan logo. Now, over the last decade, there's been significantly more awareness about traumatic brain injury, whether it's suffered in battle or on an athletic field. TBI has been called the signature wound of the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. One mid-Michigan rehab clinic is part of a national program to help veterans with TBI. And current state's Kevin Lavery joins me now with more. Kevin, where is this place?
Mark, it is outside the city of Mason. The Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center is near woods, fields, and farms. The staff there will tell you that that is a quiet, natural setting that is absolutely essential to their patients' recovery. Origami is one of just 20 facilities in the country that works with the VA to provide assisted living services to TBI veterans, so I decided to see what they're all about.
The day I visited the Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center in Mason, they had just had a power outage that affected most of the buildings. But it was okay, because Tammy Hanna and her staff did what they do every day. Turn the lights back on.
You know, therapy happens outside of the clinic. So when the clinic is dark, we go outside or we go where there is light. We improvise quite well and we're used to being very creative.
So you're making it through.
We definitely are making it through.
So this is our courtyard. The design is purposeful. So this is a great area for our clients to come out and maybe just relax. Sometimes it's a strategy. Disinhibition is a common symptom after a brain injury where they're not able to filter and collect themselves. And sometimes, you know, the stop, think, and then act strategy is imposed. And the stop and think is oftentimes it can be the courtyard. It's a very relaxing environment. It's quiet. But people come out here to garden. They'll come out here and they'll enjoy conversation with family members or their peers. On sunny days, you'll see them eating a meal out here. It's just a calming area. Do you feel calm out here, even on a colder day?
I feel cold out here, but also calm.
You need a coat, and then you'll really enjoy it.
Fortunately, the residential building where most of the services are provided did have power. It runs on a generator. So Tammy, Hanna, and I went back inside to talk about the origin of the name of her clinic, Origami.
Our philosophy at Origami is unfolding potentials. So it's a play on words with paper folding, but we also look at it as when people come to us in need, you know, we can kind of compare it to a flat piece of paper that has so much potential. And as we work with them with our therapies, and similar to as an artist is working with the piece of paper, it takes form, it takes flight. The crane is also symbolic of, you know, great potential. And so Origami is just, that's a play on words and being able to really say that, you know, there's a lot of potential when people come to us, and when they leave, they fly off as independently as possible.
What is really the threshold for a traumatic brain injury? All of us bump our head now and then on something, and usually it just goes away if it's not real severe. But what is really the level that makes something a traumatic brain injury?
Brain injuries come in all different forms. You know, everybody's so different in their own way, right? And so a brain injury, for one, is very different for another. Brain injury has become a lot more of a hot topic. You know, we hear a lot about brain injury with the veterans. We hear a lot about it from sports concussions. And I think with the greater awareness that the community and even professionals have, they're being detected a lot quicker. I think there, you know, there used to be a greater frequency of individuals going to maybe urgent cares or going to the emergency room and saying something just isn't right. I have this persistent headache, I have double vision, my balance isn't quite right, whatever their situation is after bumping their head. And they would be sent home and just asked, you know, follow up with your primary care physician. Now people recognize that there needs to be more of a formal follow-up and making sure that these symptoms are resolving on their own. They don't always resolve on their own, and that's where Origami comes in. We can help to assess a situation, whether it's a mild brain injury or a severe brain injury, and really determine what's going on. How is this person functioning differently from how they were prior to their injury? And then start to identify the care plan and the treatment that's necessary for them. So we see individuals of all sorts. We see individuals maybe for one-time evaluation and determine that, you know, you can return to work, you can return to playing sports, you've recovered. And then we see other people, even with a mild brain injury, who need 4 weeks of therapy, whether it's vestibular rehab or vision therapy. So we really work with a population that there is no recipe. It's very individualized. Our professionals are specialized in exactly what they need to assess for each individual's injury.
We're talking with Tammy Hanna, the executive director of the Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center in Mason. This clinic is one of just 20 in the country that's part of a pilot program that is working with veterans. Are there specific things that brain injury specialists have to think about when they are treating veterans? And I realize not every veteran has a combat wound, but many of them do in our country.
Well, Origami is very honored to be able to be part of the VA's Assisted Living Traumatic Brain Injury Pilot Program. This program came about in 2011 after a lot of work within the VA walls of determining how are they going to continue to treat vets with traumatic brain injury that are ready to return back into their own communities, back to where their families are located. They're veterans. It's not necessarily a traumatic brain injury that's a result of combat. It doesn't have to be related to a combat injury. There is strict criteria, and the VA determines who participates in the program, but it's designed for individuals that have a rehab potential and have a need for 24/7 assisted living, as well as comprehensive rehab services in order to really maximize their independence, their quality of life, and prepare them for a transition back to their family and back into their own home in the community.
But what is traumatic brain injury therapy really all about day to day? For that, I asked Amanda Carr, the clinical manager and occupational therapist at Origami.
We look at from the very basic skills of getting dressed in the morning, brushing your teeth, feeding yourself, to more complex skills of being able to manage your finances, meal prep, driving a vehicle, getting back to work. So we scan it all. Whatever the client's goals are to getting back to a level of independence, that's what we're going to address.
What are some of the exercises or techniques or tools that you would use if I was one of your clients, say, and I had a traumatic brain injury because of a fall or whatever it is, something that is going to improve my motor skills and beyond my psychological needs too? What are some of the practices that you would run me through?
Well, it kind of depends on what specific therapy you're going to be addressing, but like we'll take physical therapy, for example. They do a lot of vestibular rehab, so if you're feeling dizzy, they're going to be working on their balance skills, the inner ear system, and taking you through different exercises, working on different strength and coordination movements to get you back to a safe level where you're no longer a fall at risk and you're not feeling that sense of dizziness. With vision therapy, it's a very specialized therapy that we offer here at Origami. There's specific tools that we use, and then also exercises, and it's a progression. It's not an overnight fix, unfortunately, but if the client is able to put in the time and the energy, we've seen amazing recoveries and amazing things happen here.
What is success to you? Is anyone ever really healed? I know it's a process. What is your standard for a successful outcome for anyone?
I think seeing progress, continued progress, it's not going to happen overnight. But a success story is, for me, is an individual that maybe they've sustained an injury, they've gone through their process, they've learned a certain sense of acceptance of the differences that have occurred, they've embraced those changes, and they're moving forward with whatever level of independence they now have. Will it be exactly the same as it was before? Probably not, but there's been a lot of cases that they're actually in a better situation because of whatever experiences that they've gone through. So it's really finding that balance of independence, acceptance, and being able to be that productive person, whatever that definition is, because it is so individually based.
As Tammy Hanna toured me around Origami, we stopped near the kitchen area where Chef Emily was making the midday meal.
And Emily is our chef, so she helps to prepare meals. But even though we have a chef, we still have our clients that are encouraged. This is their home, help prepare their meals, have a say on the menu and what they like and what they don't like. And Emily, our chef, does a great job of really getting to know the person's likes, dislikes. And then we have a lot of dietary and swallowing precaution kind of medical needs that we always have to pay attention to as well. And right now you're hearing Eddie. He's communicating with our chef. He likes to tease her quite a bit.
Well, humor is a big part of this, right?
Absolutely. Humor heals. All right, you ready? What are you guys playing?
Another war, Audrey, love. 13-13.
No, no.
We're playing war.
War. Are you winning, Audrey?
No.
Oh.
She was. I think she's making a comeback, though.
Tammy, there has been a culture in our country that has pervaded through the armed forces in years past, also in professional sports. Almost a culture of silence about traumatic brain injury. The idea of, well, suck it up, soldier or player. Any observations on how that culture is changing?
Absolutely. I've been in the brain injury industry a little over 15 years. And to reflect back 15, maybe even 10 years ago, it really is quite eye-opening how far we've come. There was a time where people would brush it under the rug. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, just dust it off and get back out there, whether it's a veteran, an athlete, whatever the case. But now, with there being greater awareness in the community for not only professional staff, but everyday laypersons, parents, loved ones of veterans going off to combat, there's a greater awareness. And with that, I think there's a greater acceptance. And there's also the outcomes that we're able to show that when somebody receives rehab for a brain injury, mild or severe, immediately, as soon as possible, their outcome is much greater. Their rehab is much more efficient, and they're able to get back to doing what they were doing, or at least as close to as possible. So you're right. I think the stigma is still there, and I think we still have a ways to go, but we've come a long ways over just the last decade of time.
Tammy Hanna is Executive Director of the Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center in Mason. Tammy, thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.